Today I've got a short thought that I think you're really going to like. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he has been doing these outrageous things. He has been healing on the Sabbath. He has been speaking quite confrontationally to the Pharisees and teachers of the law. And then there's these crowds that just will not leave him alone. And in Mark 3, we read this, that later on, after a number of things that he had been doing, he went up onto the hillside and he summoned the men whom he wanted. Isn't that beautiful? Can you imagine being one of those 12 and being down by the lakeshore and you see Jesus go up the hillside and then he turns back and looks at you, you in the eye, and says, yes, you are one of the ones that I want. And the 12 go with him up the hillside. And it goes on to say that they went. And he appointed a band of 12 to be his companions, whom he could send out to preach with power to drive out evil spirits. I think when we think of the 12, oftentimes we think of the work that he was training them to do, both in the supernatural, the casting out of demons and healing, and of course the preaching that he would later send them out to do two by two. But did you catch the first qualification for the 12? That they might be with him. Jesus has actually chosen the ones that he wants in order, first and foremost, that they would be with him. Is that your experience of Jesus? Is your experience that whether it was sitting on the shoreline of a camp when you were a teenager, or maybe it was just a few weeks ago, I don't know, that Jesus himself looked directly into your eyes, and from deep down in your spirit, you knew that he wanted you. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now fast forward, it's a few years later. Peter and John have walked into the temple, and on their way in, they have been accosted by a man asking for silver or gold, and Peter says, I have none of these. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, walk. That man springs to his feet. A crowd comes together. Peter proclaims Jesus. 2,000 people believe. He and John are dragged before the Sanhedrin, and with great boldness, Peter speaks the name Jesus. And they are absolutely floored. And one of my all-time favorite scriptures, Acts 4:13, it says, when the Sanhedrin saw these men and realized they were unschooled and ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Do you see it? The thread has come all the way through. These men who had been chosen simply to be with Jesus became known for a supernatural spiritual power that was born out of only having been with Jesus. My friends, have you been with Jesus? And I'm not just talking one time for all time, I'm talking about today. Have you paused in all of your furious activity and stopped and been with Jesus? Nothing you do will match that. Nothing you do can prepare you for the craziness of life and this day and this week like being with Jesus. Have you? For he wants you. He has chosen you. And his first and foremost priority in your life is that you would come and be with him. Why don't you go be with him right now? Oh, thank you, Jesus.